So we got Sats and Badge on the line. Here we go. Hello, boys.
Hello, gents. How are you?
Going very well. Have you got any A grades for us?
A grades? Did anyone watch Celebrity Apprentice last night? I love Celebrity Apprentice.
I didn't. Do tell.
Okay. Couple of A grades. One, Lord Sugar. He's the main man. He says, my friends call me Alan, but you guys can call me Lord.
Oh, one of those.
A grade.
Yeah. Good Lord.
And Ronnie from the block. Massive A grade. I'm not scared of anyone. I don't care about these people. They don't frighten me. Seriously.
How did Benji go?
Benji's good.
Yeah,
they loved Benji. Yeah, they loved him actually. Yeah, he's really good. It's actually filmed, funnily enough, last night, 2 weeks after he retired last year. So he'd only just retired, went straight on the show.
Yeah, good right.
Who else we got up there, boys?
Badger's not here, boys. He's just ducked out for a minute. How are you, Fletch?
Oh, good to see you, Woogie. I met Woogie for the first time up in Magic Round.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was good.
Was it everything you imagined it to be?
It was a good day.
Yeah, I bet.
Can I ask you, Fletch? I was there when we were doing Crunch Time when you saw and met Woogie for the first time.
Yes.
When you first spoke to Woogie on our crosses on Monday, can you just paint a bit of a picture of what you anticipated?
He won't remember.
No, well, I actually saw a photo of Woogie with our boss, Jezza, and sitting on his clip, on his cork board. Oh, yep. So I did have an idea, but you'd lost a bit of weight, Woogie, I noticed now.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I've been working on that.
Good on you, mate.
Lost his earlobe.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. But listen,
that's not nice.
Your Queensland teams are flying, Sats. Flying.
Yeah, they're going okay, and some of the key players are going okay as well, aren't they? Other than last week, Munster's gone well, Harry Grant's gone well for a majority of the season, and Papali'i and Selwyn Cobber, I think he'll get picked.
That was my next question. You think they'll pick the kid?
I think they will. You know what? Brent Tate made a really good point. He played, 23 Origins, most of them in the outside backs, well, all of them in the outside backs. He said, when you play Origin, 80% of your runs are, those tough runs coming off your try line. He said, so they need someone makes you tackle them, like Brian Toto. And he said, Xavier Coates does. And he said, Selwyn Cobber makes you tackle him. So I think he might get the nod.
If you're good enough, you're old enough. You know what they say?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
What about Tommy Trbojevic, Fletch? Like, what happens there?
Yeah. So now we've lost both our strike centres. So I heard Freddie this morning talking about how he's going to have to change the way they play. Because Tommy was a bit of a roving, that roving role. Look, I still think I like Burton at left centre. There's whispers around that Josh Adokar might not make the team. They're thinking about having Crichton on the wing to combat those big, tall wingers. Then you've got To'o on the other side, so they might swap Crichton to defend against Xavier Coates. But I don't know. That's just.
So Brian Fletcher was one of the key selectors for New South Wales, and you had to sit down this afternoon. You had to pick two centres to fill in for Latrell and Tommy. Who are your centres?
I'm going Burton and Katoni Staggs.
Oh, wow. Okay, Burton.
Yeah. Burton on that left edge. Don't forget he was Dalium Centre of the Year last year.
He's never played it before.
And he's playing with his Penrith mates, and he's also, as a secret weapon, that big left foot bomb. That big driving inside Torpy.
Yep.
Which I like.
Hey, Fletch, if I read this out to you, I want you, this is in like one afternoon, over about a 4 or 5 hour period. If I read this out to you, I want you to tell me which former teammate would this be best described as an afternoon, okay? 21 cigarettes, 12 Diet Cokes, 6 packets of peanut M&Ms, 0 ounces of water. Is there one teammate that comes to mind? And that may explain
Jason
an
Smith.
Afternoon. Jason Smith, a great player, wasn't he? A great player.
Jason Smith. I roomed with Smithy and my first test, and Smithy was too clever. So we'd get home after a night of drinking, he'd just put his training, everything on, his training socks, his training shorts, and just jump into bed and would go to sleep. And then, if training was at 8 o'clock, I'd get up at, 7:30 or 7 o'clock and I'd had breakfast, and I'd go, Smithy, we got to go. He goes, give me 10 more minutes. Anyway, sure enough, 5 to 8, he just pops up with all his training gear on. He was just too smart. And then went down to Brekkie and had 21 ciggies, 12 Diet Cokes. Who is that? Who's this player you're talking
about? So that's a journo explaining John Daly following him around for one round of this US PGA.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great afternoon.
They can still smoke on the course. So I remember seeing John Daly on the practice green. This was in, at Torrey Pines years ago. And here's a bloke that mastered the art of being able to have a cig in his mouth and not burn his shoulder on the backswing. Yeah, just sort of angles it up ever so slightly. You know, you just picture it on. Yeah.
50 million. 50 million he'd earned. He hasn't got a Zach to his name.
I know. There's a really good documentary on him, actually, called Rip and Tear.
He's a ripper bloke,
like
too.
Oh, yeah. Now, hit it hard.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
and didn't he used to sell all his misses?
Oh, here we go. Sorry, boys. Just came across.
Are you guys going to whinge about Uber drivers again?
No. We just had a call about this. So monkeypox. What about this? Monkeypox cases linked to adult sauna and a fetish festival. Outbreaks of monkeypox have been linked to an adult sauna and a festival of fetish. As it emerged, some of the cases of the virus are likely being transmitted sexually. A sexual form of monkeypox is being blamed for the global spread of the virus. An adult sauna in Highgate Hill, Brisbane, has been linked to many of the monkeypox cases.
Is it what, having sex with monkeys?
That has emerged in the city of Brisbane. The various tribes in the fetish community, leather, rubber, army skinhead puppies, the puppies really, it's strange, come together to create a unique spectacle of fetish brotherhood. Organisers of the event recently issued a warning to attendees that the three monkeypox cases officially identified in Highgate Hill, Brisbane, have been linked to visitors at the festival. What is going on up? It's called the Darklands Festival. I don't know where Highgate Hill is, but I need to know what the hell's going on.
Is that our version of Sleaze Fest?
Sleazeball.
Did you ever get a sleazeball?
Nah, the great Natty.
Was that at Sydney Cricket Ground or somewhere around there?
Horden. Was it the Horden?
Horden. Was it? Yeah.
That was the introduction of Troughman.
Yeah.
Hey, we've actually got some audio of Koshy this morning, the great David Kosh on Sunrise, just flogging the Today Show. I'm a Today Show man. But this is what Koshy had to say about this monkeypox virus that started in Highgate Hill.
It tends to spread with really close contact, and respiratory contact is much less of an issue. So it can, and also it doesn't send many people to hospital. So it's certainly a different level to COVID, Koshy.
Oh, thank goodness. You've really comforted us there, Sanjay. We're thinking the worst, I reckon. Authorities are remaining cautious, though. We're being warned to know the signs. So who's at risk of catching it, and what do you look out for?
Look, anyone can potentially get this, but with this current outbreak, it seems to largely be amongst men and those who've had intimate physical contact. Now, if you do get sick with this, and that's one of the unusual things about this outbreak, we really haven't seen that before with monkeypox. In terms of the type of illness you get, there's about a five-day prodrome where you get terrible headaches, muscle aches and fevers. And then you get a rash which can cover the body. Although with this particular outbreak, there has been a preponderance for the genital lesion. And that rash can last... Yeah, exactly. And that rash can last up to 4 weeks before it scabs and falls off.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Koshy. He speaks for all of us there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. So, what falls off?
The scabs. Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Well, so, but you want those to fall off.
They're saying you've got to stay out of spas and saunas.
And monkey cages.
Mm. And don't go, if you're part of the leather, rubber, army, skinhead, or the puppies fetish community, there's a warning out for that gang.
There's a lot of questions in it. There's a skinhead fetish.
I don't know. That's part of it. I'm not too sure, boys. Are you familiar? Woogie, I'm going to go straight to the source. Are you a rubber? Are you a rubber man or a leather man?
Oh, rubber. Much. It's
a lot more flexible.
It's softer.
It's flexible as well.
Yeah.
Rubber, yeah.
It allows me to squeeze in a bit easier.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
A little less baby oil.
It's a bit like chicken pox, they're saying. Hey,
weren't you up here last week? Are you the source of this outbreak?
Good point. It's a great point you make, Jason.
Were you in the Highgate Hill vicinity?
I didn't go to Highgate Hill. I just stayed in the Queen Street Mall.
Mm. Okay. Hey, can I say, Fletch, watched your magic round Saturday night at the Port Office.
Oh, yes.
That was loose.
Oh, you didn't see half of it. You didn't see half of it.
Couldn't show. Episode from The Hangover.
We had a wet T-shirt competition for the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
The boys got around it, and we couldn't show any of that footage because it was quite bizarre what went on.
Hey, what about Matty Johns' fetish with bullhorns?
Excuse me?
On the speaker.
Yes.
Just loves it, doesn't he?
I don't know. I don't know what went on. I don't even remember half of that. It was such a good time. had a really good time. So we've got to thank everyone down there at the Port office. It was a cracking pub. Boys, what did you think of Harris Tevita? Our man Chanel with the he of the injured testicle. He's obviously not playing this year, but he's retired. He wants to concentrate on he actually said he wants to
take next year off to focus on his writing and travelling.
So is he a travel writer or is these two separate things? Writing?
I think it's two separate things.
Gotcha.
Brian, he's a new age sportsman. Writing, philosophy.
I've got no problem with that.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of travelling happening in the last couple of years.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
He wants to get
he's got the
out.
Bug. Yeah. That's understood.
So what's he? Okay. Is it a gap year, boys? What is it?
It could well be. He's only 23. Yeah.
He's too good to be lost to the game. I think someone will.
He could. I've got an idea. He could write a book about a sore testicle. It's one of those pop-out books. Couldn't you?
So is it?
It's an idea, guys. It's just an idea.
Is the testicle the major
part of the book?
The main character of the book.
Yes. Okay. Terry the testicle.
Yeah.
Goes on holidays.
Travels the world.
Terry the testicle travels the world.
What about Tevita?
Well, you've got to be a step away from that.
Is Terry the left or the right, though? That's an important distinction.
What does he vote? Labour?
Cowboys, 6 straight wins. Big game this week, gentlemen. Panthers.
Massive. Yeah. It's huge also because Royce Simmons walks into Bluebet Stadium or Panther Stadium on Friday night as well. So after 300 kilometres from Goolagong, it's a pretty momentous occasion for the community. So, yeah, it's a huge game, but isn't it? It's a big test for the Cows, massive test for the Cows. They're pretty good, but Panthers, aren't they?
Oh, they were brilliant.
Pretty slick.
Chooks were up for that game and they just blew them up. I can't believe their line speed. Surely they have to be offside. I was just watching them going, I need that eagle cam. You know what I mean? Remember the old eagle cam?
Oh, I don't like it.
What about Jared Weary Hargraves? I love it how he called the ref bro.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
was that
fine.
The part that upset you, was it?
I loved it.
But he wasn't swearing at him. He was just swearing. And he sent him off, which I didn't think was fair. Boys, what's on your show tonight? Give us some good.
Oh, we've got Brooke Hansen coming on to give us a wrap-up of the...
Ariane
and Zach Stubbledy Cook and Shayna Jack making the world champs again. What's going on with this love triangle between?
Oh yes, the tryst.
Is it
Chalmers,
Cody Simpson?
Because
they celebrated third in history. Hey?
They've moved in together.
Have they really?
Cody and Emma.
It's getting serious.
So he's gone from Miley Cyrus to Emma McKeon.
Oh, yes, and in between he had a Jenna.
As well.
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. Hey, what?
And talking about love affairs, Adam Elliott's on.
As well, Adam Elliott, a good win yesterday in Dubbo.
And of course, him and Millie Boyle, they want to play at the same team together, don't they?
Well, so will she sign with Newcastle,
She signed with Newcastle, Millie.
So Adam Elliott up there.
Hey, did you watch that game yesterday? What about Xavier Savage try, the young... Young fullback winger.
Flying. Actually, we've got some audio. Corey Parker was just commentating on Zav. Have a listen to this. Yep.
Possibly one of the fastest individuals in our competition, over 3 metres.
So he's now number one. So Reece Walsh gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Xavier Savage. Just one more time, Gibbo. I just didn't hear what he said.
Possibly one of the fastest individuals in our competition, over 3 metres.
There you go, Sats. It's official.
It's official.
Hey, can I give you my quick A grade before we go?
Yes, please.
He works with us here at SEN. Jared Wallace.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Celebrating tries when you're down by 18 points.
I know. Well, actually, when he scored that try, Corey Parker had this to say.
Possibly one of the fastest individuals in our competition, over 3 metres.
That was a bit. I mean, look, to be fair, front rowers don't really score many tries, let alone two. And his mate, I read on social media, someone's had $250 on him at 100-1.
Okay.
What?
Oh. Boom.
Yeah.
That'll do.
May never happen again. Good luck to him. Boys, we're going to run. We'll catch
you
next
time. See you, Fletch.
See you, boys. Brooksie.
Yep. We'll catch Sports Day straight after the run home. They're involved in SEN's round 12 coverage as well.